And I just want you to enter into the closet. I want you to shut the door. Enter into the secret place that's not of this world system. Father, we come before you, Jesus. We come before the throne of grace. Before the throne of grace, we come to where you are, seated at the right hand of God, for we too are seated with you. We come through the gates, through the doors. We enter into the closet, into that hidden place where the Father that is in secret, that's not of this world. We pass through this jurisdiction. We step out of this jurisdiction. We step out of the flesh. We step out of the natural. We step out and we step in through the door, through the gates. We enter into the holiest of all, that place where you administrate as a priest, the high priest. The place where you administrate Jesus as the intercessor. The place where you are seated at the right hand of the Father. The place, the throne of grace. The throne of grace. We come before you. All things are naked and open. All things are transparent. All things. You're a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, Jesus. I ask you today to discern my heart, to discern the intents. We don't come before you to make our voice, our side, heard on high, but we come before you rather to obtain mercy, to obtain grace, even to those that wounded us the most, even to those that have rejected us, that have persecuted us, that have despitefully used us, that have violated our life. That have violated us when we were young, when we were old. All of these places that have been bound and retained that we cannot see. We ask you to bring mercy to these things, for love to overcome them, for them to be loosed once and for all, finally. That we don't hold these things, but that our heart is an open door for the Holy Spirit to flow freely. Holy Spirit, forgive us for the things we did not see, for not knowing how to deal with these things and having all these things retained within us that have grieved you, that have hindered you, and even vexed you at times. We no longer want to be right. We want to be whole. We want your love, Jesus, to justify the trespass. For you paid the ultimate price for every trespass. You washed the feet of your betrayer. You washed his feet before he lifted his heel against you. You gave your back to the smiters. Standing in the seat of our controversy, you bore the stripes for us. The chastisement of our lack of peace was laid upon you. That's where we're justified. In your redemption, we're justified. In your substitution, we're justified through your death, through your suffering. We're justified in grace. And we're made whole. By your stripes, we're healed. We wash the feet of that man, that woman, that party that lifted their heel against us. We wash the feet of those that have accused us unjustly. We wash their feet at the throne of grace. We present them before you, my King. We present them all. Let the love of God be shed abroad. Let the trespass be healed. Let the trespass be forgiven. Let the violation and the defilement, let it be all washed away. The cleansing river. Let your power and your love wash, heal us, making our heart whole. Let the love of God be shed abroad in our heart that we can truly be free and we can truly loose this and give it to you. For what is loosed in our heart will be loosed in heaven. Forgive, Father. Forgive the injustices. Forgive the betrayal. Forgive the rejection. Forgive the trespass. Forgive the defilement. Forgive. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Forgive us. As Stephen stood before you, the very man that stoned him, that ordered that stoning, he loosed them. We do the same today. The ones that have stoned us with words, the ones that have persecuted us, we forgive them. We represent them before you. We choose not to run, but to bless them instead. We choose to do them good and pray for them before your throne today. We choose love. We choose forgiveness. We choose to wash the feet. Before the throne of grace, we choose, let your grace come over us. Let your grace heal us. Let it heal and shed the walls. Let the love of God remove the defensiveness within us. Let the love of God remove the walls within us. Let the love of God remove those things, the barriers we have erected. Let the love of God remove all the self-preservation. Let the love of God wash all the self-justification. Let the love of God wash self-righteousness. We don't come to you to be right, Father, for our own way. We come for righteousness, to be restored to all parties, for your righteousness to heal, to forgive. Search the heart. Show us. Help us unlock those areas that have been bound. Unlock the trespasses that have been retained. Oh, precious Holy Spirit, shed the love of God abroad. Shed the love of God abroad. Fill the temple again. Remove the defilement. Remove the defilement of these trespasses and violations that happened in our soul, that stained our spirit, that contained in our body. Wash this away. Lift it all. Lift it all. Lift it all. Lift it. Lift it all. Let the cleansing, the rivers flow, rivers of grace flowing, rivers of healing flow, rivers of love flow, joy flowing again, peace flowing again, healing waters flowing again, sensitivity being restored, tenderness of heart, all the callousness being broken up, all the stony ground being broken up. Bless today, Father, we bless. We bless. We bless them all, Father. We pray and bless them. Do them good and not evil, Father. Your sun shines upon the just and the unjust. Let your great love, Father, flow upon them. Let them be blessed and multiply. Do them good, Father. Keep them. Hold not these things to their charge. Hold not these trespasses to their charge. For that which is forgiven with you. That which is remitted with you. That which is loosed with you. Let the issues of life flow. Let that river flow. Let that goodness flow. Let the mercy flow. Oh, Holy Spirit. Be free again to manifest the glories of the right hand of God here in the earth. Let your spirit, Father, manifest your power again in the earth. Let thy spirit manifest riches and glory here again. Your spirit manifest glory among us. The manifestation of the kingdom of God. The manifestation of the right hand. The fullness you receive, Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, you receive that. Let that fullness manifest again here. Let our gates be cleansed. Let our gates be washed. Let our gates be flowing again. For our gates are open continuously, day and night, night and day. That the wealth of the nations shall flow through our gates, continually open, nothing closed, nothing hindered. Priests to the Lord, ministers of our God, we are being fed with the treasures of the nations, flowing, opportunities flowing. Witty invention flowing, favor flowing, divine connection flowing, increase flowing. provision flowing. Let it flow. Riches and glory into manifestation, into materialization, transmitting the glories of the right hand. Holy Spirit, we know what is of us and we know what is of you. Oh, let glory, worthy is the Lamb that has received power, riches, and wisdom, honor, glory, strength, and blessings. You receive the full inheritance, Jesus. Let that inheritance flow by thy Holy Spirit, for he received of yours, and now is revealing, declaring, disclosing, transmitting through us the glories of the right hand, transmitting through the open gates to those that have been made whole, those that are free of offense, the trespasses being loosed, the rivers of God flowing. I decree and declare the river of God to be loosed within you, the inheritance to be loosed within you. But let it flow like rivers of living water, filling, filling, filling the earth, filling the earth, filling this room, filling the atmosphere of your life. Fill, 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 goodness and mercy flowing, love flowing. Mercy flowing, peace flowing, wisdom flowing, prosperity and abundance flowing, health, healing, breaking forth, flowing, pure rivers of glory flowing, flowing. Let the kingdom flow. Let it release. Let it be loosed. Out of our belly flows rivers. Out of our bellies flowing rivers. Rivers, rivers, rivers of inheritance. Come forth. Rivers of inheritance, come forth. The gates are open. The gates have been cleansed. The gates. Flowing pureness, holiness flowing, pure rivers of life flowing, 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 Kuramba, flowing, flowing, flowing.
Heavenly Father, we invite the rivers of your healing to flow through every part of our heart and our soul, our organs. We thank you for your blood cleansing the four chambers of our heart. We invite the blood of Christ with the life that is in that blood to bring healing to our bodies as we present ourselves to you as living sacrifices upon your altar, Lord, that you remove from us every offense, every disappointment, every hurt, every rejection that we have suffered, every judgment and every criticism, false accusations, and those that we have rendered against others, Lord. We ask for your forgiveness, for allowing the hardness to come upon our hearts, Lord. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to turn our heart of stone to a heart of flesh, that we may feel the tenderness, the gentleness, the love, compassion, once again, with all that is within us, we invite you in with your light every area of our heart. And make known to us those things that we have been holding on to, Lord. We forgive. We choose with all of our hearts to forgive those that have rejected us or misunderstood us or judged us. We release love, all of our love, to every one of those that may have hurt us or wounded us at any time in our life. We held that, even those things that seemed so insignificant in our eyes. We choose with all of our hearts to love them and love you, Lord, with all of our hearts, Lord. Thank you that your Holy Spirit is moving in our hearts, in the intercession, overtaking our hearts for those that we love. We thank you, Lord, that it is your love that shall prevail. That you enlarge our hearts with your love this day. Enlarge our hearts.
You know, if you just will do that daily, you're really going to have to make that a lifestyle, because the more you grow in God, the more target you'll become. And so when you learn to deal with the issues, they'll not compound again anymore. But that stuff can't get in, because when these arrows start getting in is when they start affecting us. When those arrows start penetrating, that's when we start getting bound up. And we start getting wounded. We can minister wounded. I've done it for years. It's much better minister whole. Amen. You're not going to see everything. Some people are just going to blindside you. No matter how gifted you may be, things are going to get in sometime. But thank God we have the throne of grace. Amen. To lift these people to and be whole and healed and free. And that's what it means to guard your heart with all diligence. And when you learn to do that, you are learning one of the greatest keys of the kingdom of God. Because when the Holy Spirit has reign to flow freely in your life, unobstructed, he'll keep multiplying and increasing, and he'll keep bringing the kingdom through you. Amen. And you'll avoid the ruts, and you won't get stuck. Amen.